Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
A few weeks ago, the New York Times took notice of the work of a Chapel Hill filmmaker, Olympia Stone, and her award-winning film, The Cardboard Bernini. Well, maybe there is some debate about the attention the New York Times is giving our town and our state, but I think it's something to celebrate, especially since the article about our neighbor, Olympia, or maybe you know her better as Posey Stone, was on the front page of the art section of the Times, illustrated by big, bold color photographs. I still think this kind of attention is something special for our town. But even more to celebrate is the message of the film itself. In one sense, it's a simple narrative that follows the work of artist James Grasshow through years of creating a cardboard sculpture inspired by Lorenzo Bernini and his fountains in Rome, like the Fountain of Trevi, whose design Bernini influenced. You remember that fountain? It was made famous in the movie Three Coins in a Fountain. But why would anybody want to try to copy the work of a classic artist and do it in cardboard? Well, Stone's film gives its viewers an opportunity to develop answers to such questions by following Grasshow from the beginning to the end of his project. Something that sets Grasshow's cardboard fountain apart from most art forms is that the project has a definite ending and a planned destruction. Completed after several years of intense work, in 2010, the cardboard version of Bernini's fountains was displayed at venues in New York City and other cities. And then, in 2012, Grasshow gave the work to a museum in Ridgefield, Connecticut, with instructions to place it outside the building so that it could be destroyed gradually by falling rain, and that the museum visitors could follow its disintegration. In Stone's film, Grasshow explains his commitment to the cardboard fountain and its destruction, saying, "Ashes to ashes and mush to mush." His plan to create and then watch the destruction of this work comes from the same spirit, I guess, as those Buddhist monks who sometimes visit Chapel Hill. And after spending weeks of intense work creating beautiful artwork of colored sands, they lovingly destroy it and pour the sands into Bolin Creek. In this film, Grasshow demonstrates that the enjoyment of art, as well as its beauty and meaning, can be enhanced by the promise of its upcoming destruction and by the knowledge that the final end is coming. And I thought at the end of the film that in that respect, it is like life itself. This is D.G. Martin.